Welcome to the IRIS podcast. You are listening to a talk as part of the Data Linkage and Mining Vision, Possibilities and Practicalities Conference organised by the Scottish Universities Insight Institute. This talk was recorded on the 9th of March 2011. Fiona Mitchell, Scottish Childcare and Protection Network. The Scottish Context, Scale, Scope and Potential.
So as Beth mentioned, I'm the coordinator of the Scottish Childcare and Protection Network, and what I wanted to do with this slot is to try and bring together some of the knowledge I think that we have within Scotland and beyond to kind of try and stimulate the discussion that we might have over the next few days, but to think about the specific context of Scotland and why there might be potential or what might be possible within Scotland in relation to making better use and linkage of data. I was going to mention a little bit about SCCPN, but I think that's been covered this morning. So just want to move on to think about, if we're thinking about making better use of data and if we're thinking about gaps in knowledge and in research, what do we need to know? So what do we need to know for effective social policy? An academic work around about this, there are researchers who are looking at research use and looking at trying to understand how we can make better use of research and what our knowledge requirements are. And what they talk about as knowledge requirements for effective social policy are the need to know about problems. So the need, for example, the policy efforts directed at social inclusion is drawing on knowledge about problems. It's knowledge about health, wealth and social inequalities. We also need to know about what works. So that is what policies, what strategies or specific interventions will bring about desired outcomes at acceptable costs and with few enough unwanted consequences. But we also need to know how to put into practice. So we need to know about the effective programme implementation as well as knowing what works. We need to know who to involve. So who are the key stakeholders? We need to know about client needs, and we need to know about client needs across Scotland. But we also need to know why we develop the policies that we do and implement them in practice. So we need to know about why action is required, but we also need to know about the relationship between values and policy directions. And I think within the specific context of childcare and protection, so if we're thinking about child wellbeing and responses to circumstances that present risks to child development and wellbeing, I would argue that we need to know about the nature and causes and effects of social issues. So in terms of thinking about the nature, we need to know about the scale or prevalence of an issue. So if we take an example, we need to know about the levels of alcohol misuse within Scottish society and the impact that that has on children. We also need to know about the role, capacity and impact of parents, families and communities in supporting and protecting children. So it's not just specifically about services. We need to know about the cultural context within which we're working. We need to know about the role and operation and impact of the state in supporting and protecting children. So that's including how effective is the law in doing what it sets out to do, how effective our policy is, national policy in terms of how it's interpreted and developed and implemented at a local level, and then also how effective are services and practice in supporting children. And I think one of the things for me in the job that I'm doing, we did a consultation a few years ago called What Can Research Do For You, where we did an electronic survey across Scotland asking practitioners to tell us about what they would like to know, what they need to know in terms of their work, but also what they want to understand about the context in which they're working. And these broad headlines really reflect what came back to us. I mean, there was a huge diversity in terms of the responses about specific social issues or about specific approaches and strategies and policies, but these reflect what practice have said they require for their roles. So these questions are difficult to answer without being able to look across multiple agencies and over long periods of time. So, for example, families engaged in child welfare systems often face multiple issues that will not be served by a single agency. So who sees these families first? Who works with them? What do they do? How do they do it? What effect does it have on outcomes for children? How do community characteristics contribute to risk or service use? And these are the kinds of questions that we can't readily answer with research at this point in time. But these are the kinds of questions that we might be able to answer by making better use of administrative data and supplementing it with other research methods. So those are questions that's best answered by drawing from data from different sectors and also data that is longitudinal, so we're able to look over time. So what's possible? agencies currently and increasingly collect a considerable amount of data about service processes and about outcomes for the users of those services. And I think we'll hear more about that tomorrow in the speakers' contributions and perhaps also in the workshops in terms of the knowledge that you bring to this. But it is theoretically possible to extract from these systems to create data sets, and we can do that in a multi-agency way. So we can link data across agencies for analysis, so we can begin to build a perspective of what has happened, what is happening, or what has happened in a case in relation to a range of services inputs. So we can link data from schools, for example, we can link data from social services, from different health services, from police, criminal justice, from voluntary sector service systems, data systems. But we can also extract data and use it in a way that's multi-level. So the same core data that's collected within agencies can be used to analyse patterns that relate to individuals or groups of individuals. It can be analysed in relation to families. We collect data about children, but we also collect data about their parents and about their siblings. So we can look at family units. We can look at agency data, so we can look at an agency level and say, OK, what's happening for a population of children who are receiving a service from a specific agency or from a group of agencies? And we can also aggregate that data to look at local areas. So we can think about it, what's happening in Glasgow compared with what's happening in Highlands, or what's happening in Glasgow compared with what's happening in the Borders. And we can use that data to build longitudinal data sets. So the ways in which data systems, information systems within agencies collect data, quite often they're recording events that happen. So in terms of a referral's made, that might be captured as an event. That data can be restructured in a data set to be able to think, OK, what's happened over time in relation to that case? So what we have the knowledge to do, we could apply better in order to begin to really understand what's happening in terms of service responses. But as Jana said earlier, that data has limitations. It's got lots of strengths, and I think we have to remember about those strengths. But what it can also then be is supplemented with other research methods. So you could look at data within an agency and begin to try and understand how people have experienced that service by having supplementary qualitative research data collection alongside. So what's its value? And the paper that I'm drawing on here, you have a copy as a handout here, and also one of the speakers later this afternoon has done some work around about this, so it's Melissa's work that I'm drawing on here. So, as I said before, research studies can rarely accomplish such a holistic picture of what's happening, yet many of the questions that we're interested in answering require the ability to understand what happens over time, the input from different agencies, how provision by one service might interact with provision from another service to achieve positive outcomes for children. And also those data sets can be used to interrogate key questions that are relevant to agencies to inform their decision making around about design and development of their services. And one of the key advantages of administrative data is that it naturally contains constructs that are relevant to the service because it's about the delivery of their service. And I think that's something that Mansour might talk about in his presentation as well when he talks about the way in which he's linked data from across services. So, is it feasible for Scotland? Well, I think there are a number of reasons why it could be feasible for Scotland. And I think these relate to our scale. I think they relate to our policy framework. I think they relate to the wealth of learning that we have to draw on from within Scotland, but also from beyond. And I think they relate to the opportunities that developments in technology provide for us. But I think they also relate to our motivation. What do we want to get from that data, and how can we better use it? What's its value? So if we think about Scotland, Scotland's a small country, both in terms of population size and geography. It does have relatively few administrative units. People might argue that it has too many, but we have 32 local authorities, we have 14 health boards, we have 8 police forces. And when I first came back to work in Scotland, somebody said really early on to me in this job, you know, it is theoretically possible to get representatives from each administrative unit in the country in one room together. And there aren't that many countries that it's possible to do that within. And I think we have to remember that we can have those kinds of dialogues across the country relatively simply, although the dialogues themselves might be contentious. And I think also one of the other strengths for Scotland is the proximity between local and central government. So again, it is possible to influence policy because of that relationship, that it's easier to have those dialogues and to have frequent dialogues and to influence policy in that way, whereas those relationships might be more distant in other countries. I think in relation to, I think the timing's good for Scotland in terms of our policy context. I think there is developing coherence within policy, and that offers us a framework within which we can consider the feasibility of developing multi-sector, multi-level and longitudinal data sets. We have the national performance framework with national outcomes and indicators. We have local areas have drawn up and are committed to monitoring their single outcome agreements, so they're working to measure the same outcomes with similar indicators. And I think the Getting It Right for Every Child programme, with the alignment of key policy areas to it, provides us with a specific framework within which we can consider the measurement of child wellbeing. And even with the variation in terms of stages of implementation across the country, it remains that agencies have been working to achieve the outcomes for children that are reflected in the wellbeing indicators. So although it's articulated much more clearly, I think, within the GRFIC policy framework, I think agencies have been working to those outcomes for children over time and maybe don't measure them as well as they possibly could do. But I think what they give us is they provide coherence in the ways in which agencies are conceptualising and articulating their work in relation to achieving outcomes for children, and arguably I think they will do increasingly in time to come. And I think tomorrow the presentation by David Derbyshire from Action for Children gives a really good illustration of how they have used the framework to develop their monitoring and evaluation framework across Action for Children's projects. I think the articulation of GRFIC helps us to think about how we can follow a child through and in and out of a service system. So I think the other issue with data, with information systems, that sometimes if we extract data for specific purposes, we might extract data that's about child protection processes and procedures and systems. But the same children who are going in and out of a child protection system may be moving in and out of a looked after children's system, or maybe receiving services in universal, or will be receiving services in universal systems. So we can think about how that connects, and that actually to create coherence in terms of understanding what happens to a child when they're referred to a service, or to a child in a family when they're referred to a service, I think GRFIC helps us to think about that. I think the evaluation of the Highland Pathfinder has provided a considerable amount of learning about how we might move from the micro to the macro in terms of understanding if we're getting it right for each child and for every child. And Maureen Neil's here today, and her and Bob will be speaking about this tomorrow, so I don't have the specific knowledge to talk about this diagram, but I wanted to use it as an illustration of how I think it gives us a framework to work within. So in this triangle, the focus is thinking about how information collected for a child's record and plan could be used to provide a more holistic child of how each child is doing, as well as enabling direct links to be made to specific interventions and support provided. So in this triangle, it's about an individual child who's receiving a service. Then what Morrig and Bob have done is they've modelled in the second map how the potential for aggregating some of that data that's collected on individual children's records and plans for the purposes of local evaluation, for the purposes of performance monitoring, and for self-evaluation by areas and team managers, so that we can begin to try and understand, are we getting it right for every child? And then in this third map, they've looked at how the data could be mapped to the national performance framework and the outcomes and indicators. So I think Morrig will be speaking about this in more detail tomorrow, and I think it's really, really useful for us to think about how data is currently collected and whether or not it's possible to move towards a framework like this. So I think the other thing that we need to acknowledge is that there is a considerable amount of knowledge and learning to draw upon. I think the gaps for us within Scotland is about how we share that knowledge and how we understand what developments are happening across the country. Since we started to try and organise these days, the amount of things that have come out of the woodwork, which is probably not the right term, but I mean the things that people have said, oh, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I think, you know, there is a huge amount of activity going on. And if we can really harness that and promote exchange of knowledge about that, I think we can begin to identify solutions for Scotland. I think in relation to methodology, we have a considerable amount of literature to draw on through the developments of research and evaluation methodologies, which can inform the way in which data systems, information systems are developed within agencies, or how they're strengthened, or how they can best be made use of. We have a number of data sets to build on or draw on. We have central collation of single agency data at a national level. We have it for schools, for education services. We have it for social work services. We have it for different health services. We have it in the Children's Reporter Administration. So we have data to work with, and that is currently used and analysed, and we have the learning from that process of analysis and understanding the strengths and limitations to that data to use. I think within single agency data systems, these have evolved considerably within Scotland over the last few years. As part of the work that connects to this programme, we spent some time working with local agencies, and Gillian's here from North Ayrshire. In terms of understanding the data that's collected within a local area, there are lots of strengths to that. And again, it's about trying to share that from across the experiences from across Scotland. We have a really clear understanding of, or in terms of connecting data systems, we've got learning that emerges from research studies that have attempted to do that. So there was one recently published at the beginning of January looking at data about young people's offending from criminal justice systems, which provides a critique of how that doesn't connect to the disparities between it. So sometimes that learning is about what's not working so well, but that's helpful to us to think about what could work better. We have the work that's been undertaken in relation to the Information Services Directorate, which we also have a presentation from Steve Pavis on Friday, where they've advanced quite considerably in terms of how they make use of health data and how they can link health data, and they've drawn on learning from other international projects to inform the development of their systems. We have the learning from the eCare framework, which they've progressed quite considerably as well in terms of thinking about how it's possible to link across different data systems and technically the ways in which you might be able to do that, which I think has relevance for the way in which you might be able to extract data. I know eCare is not about creating a massive data set, but the learning from that is about how we could potentially create an anonymised data set for this type of analysis. And I think we have a knowledge of what helps and hinders in data collection and linkage, and Beth referred to that in terms of people's experience about attempting to do that. And I think we can draw on that to think about what's the best way forward for the collection and use of data. In relation to technological advances, you know, we have the ability to develop enhanced systems for data collection and extraction. The systems allow for us to be able to link that data with parameters so we can take account of confidentiality issues and security issues. It provides opportunities for integrating data. It provides opportunities for disseminating that data more widely, and also the customised interrogation of that data, which create opportunities for translating and displaying the findings. And I just want to give one example of that, which is an English example. And this is the Child and Maternal Health Observatory called CHIMAT. And it's a national public health observatory. And what you can see here is it's online, it's open access, it's a website. So this, what they've done is they collate data and have connected data to think about particular issues for child and maternal health. And this data set is looking at indicators in relation to the key outcomes as part of the Every Child Matters framework. And what you can do is you can select on the basis of, you have a blank framework here, you can select on the basis of a region. So you might want to say, well, what's happening within Hull compared to England as a whole? So you can select Hull and then look at a specific indicator. So these indicators, we might think, okay, are they healthy schools? So what's the teenage conception rate? So that's the data across those different areas to compare it. And that is possible to do, and it's very simple, but it's very effective in terms of helping services plan and consider about planning for the future and also how they're achieving against other areas. I think tomorrow we have a presentation from IRIS. They have a visualising data project, so what they're going to do is present some illustrations of the ways in which we can be creative in terms of how we present data and communicate that data to different audiences. I think one of the issues for us is that in terms of data collection, I think a lot of effort is wasted in collecting lots of data for different purposes, where a core data set could serve a lot of different purposes. And I think we have a diversification and approach in relation to that, which we could streamline much more, because I think that data is relevant to all of those different activities. And that brings me back to, I think, you know, what we have as a motivation is to know what works, to really be able to understand how multi-professional intervention in children's lives has an impact on their outcomes in the short and in the longer term. Oh, and I don't have my lovely last slides, which I do think you have. So our goal is to think about the value of using and linking routine administrative data. and its place in helping us to better understand the role, operation and impact of routine multi-professional responses in children's lives. And I think our ultimate goal in doing that is to really think about how we can improve services and achieve the best outcomes possible for children.
This recording is copyright of IRIS 2011. It may be reused under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5 UK Scotland licence. Go to www.iris.org.uk for more information.